Hey everyone, Matthew Cook, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I am a PGA teaching professional, I'm a published author and speaker, and I'm also a member of the Professional Golfers Association of Great Britain. This podcast has one very clear and simple goal, and that is to help you lower your golf scores. Let's get into it. Hey everybody, Matthew Cook here, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. Today I'm going to talk to you about the real difference between shooting lower scores, playing better golf, and staying the same. You know, I work a lot with golfers that are shooting in the sort of mid 80s, high 80s, low 90s, mid 90s, and the most common thing that I get asked and the most common like topic that I talk to my students and my golfers about is getting better, improving, lowering the scores, and just playing overall better golf. And you know, it really surprises me what people believe they need to be really good at in order to shoot lower scores. Like, it's always about the short game, putting and chipping. And while I believe that is very important, and chipping and putting and pitching is really, really important, I don't believe that is the thing that we should be focusing on the most. Now that might sound a little crazy, but it's true. When you break down the data, when you actually look into the game itself, where you hit most of your shots, you'll soon realize that, wow, even if I did chip and putt better, doesn't make all that much difference. Sometimes, obviously, you can be in situations where the green, that would, if you didn't do that, you would have saved, you know, two or three strokes. Or if you didn't five putt, you would save a few strokes. But when you look at the grand scheme of things, when you look at a big picture, just improving that part of your game isn't going to make you all that much better. Consider how many shots you hit in a round of golf, right? For the 80 shooter, consider they shoot, let's say an 85 shooter, they hit 85 shots. Now, yeah, we'll throw in some three putts in there, no doubt. But when you take into consideration everything about the game, all the different types of shots they've hit, you'll find that it's only around 30 to 35% of their total shots that are associated with putting. And it's less than 50% of the game is associated with short game in general. So then there's 50 to 60% of the game that is associated with longer shots, approach play, off the tee. So I would much rather the students that I'm working with hit the ball a little further and a little straighter, and also be able to hit approach shots in some decent sort of way so they don't top it or fat it 3 yards in front of them, or so they don't hit the ball out of bounds, or so they don't have shots that are putting themselves in such a bad position because they put it in a hazard. So the actual shots that are associated with the approach, with their approach play and approach play and off the tee, often are putting these golfers in positions that causes penalty shots, and that's where the killer lies. It's in that part of the game, not necessarily hauling all your 4 foot and 5 foot putts, because even pros don't, you know, a pro might miss one here and there. Statistically, you're not likely to hold all of them anyway. Holding a few 15 footers and stuff, it's very unlikely you're going to do that. So rather than spend a bunch of time trying to do that, just try to hit the ball a little straighter off the tee instead. So I highly encourage golfers to make sure they're spending enough time on that approach play, that long game. Whether it's trying to hit the ball further, which is always helpful, always. Because often when you're trying to hit the ball further, it actually does better things to your swing than most people think. You know, oftentimes when you try to swing faster, your actual, the biomechanics of your swing often improve. So the kinematic sequence, if you've ever heard of that, the order in which your body moves on the way back and on the way down, when you're trying to swing faster and speed up and train for that, you actually have a more efficient kinematic sequence. But most people associate a bad move because when they try to swing faster, they don't hit the ball as good. Now, I won't go too much in depth on this, but I'll just mention quickly. If you're swinging faster, you're going to hit the ball like shit. You're just going to. That's what happens when you're learning something new. So suck it up and deal with it. Like, it's okay. That's supposed to happen because your body, your brain and your body will start to adapt to the new demands that you place on it. And eventually, over a short period of time, you'll learn to hit the ball in the middle of the face, but you have to get more speed first. Anyway, that's a whole different speed topic and subject, but focusing on the long game, hitting the ball off the tee, your approach play, that is critical. So I'm not saying, you know, I'm not completely disregarding putting, chipping and pitching. I'm really not, because I do think that it's low hanging fruit for a lot of people, and that amateur golfers, average golfers, actually, that's one area of the game that they can really be good at. My apologies. Actually, I had one of my buddies call me then, so I didn't have do not disturb on. That's why I cut out. But I'll jump straight back to, yeah, I don't want to disregard putting and chipping. I really don't. Like I said, I believe it's one of the areas of the game that average golfers, amateur golfers actually can become very good at, like a tall pro, because it doesn't require the high precision skills and movement at such high speeds like driving and 5 irons, 6 irons, 4 irons, 3 irons, stuff like that, where professionals are swinging at such high speeds and still striking it so pure. It's very difficult to do unless you practice and train every day for years. So not disregarding chipping and putting, but just wanted to point out some facts that you really should start working on hitting the ball further with a driver off the tee, hitting it straighter, and working more on your long game and your approach shots. If you do that, you'll see such a huge difference. I'd much rather have a 8 iron in than a 5 iron. I'd much rather be able to hit the driver 20 yards further than hit a chip to 10 feet instead of 15 feet. I'd just much rather have the other elements improved at a faster rate than putting and chipping, and I know it has significant impacts on your game. So go ahead and check out some of my drills, my instructional videos on YouTube, and check out the Facebook page. I post a lot on there as well. And just start to work on that, hitting the ball further, straighter, and striking your approach shots better. It will help you shoot lower scores. It will improve your game, and I believe more so and much quicker than just focusing on putting and chipping. That's all from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with something else. I'm not quite sure yet. I'll see how my day of teaching goes today, see what people are asking me the most, and I'll share my thoughts on that. Have a good day, and I'll speak to you then.